Ellicott Development closed the ramp 2 months ago when attempts to strengthen the structure just couldn't do it. After too many years and too much road salt, CEO William Palladino says that leaves the developer without the parking spaces the building represents for tenants in a section of downtown not loaded with parking, particularly cheaper parking. Rates have been going up and spaces going down since Simonelli Real Estate closed the 201 Ellicott lot to make way for a major apartment building. Palladino says closing the ramp is a hit.
It definitely is an attraction for tenants, and it's one of our main parking facilities for many, many years, and it's put us in a little bit of a difficult situation currently, but we're going to look to develop a plan that's going to hopefully replace that with a new type of structure that, you know, brought up to current standards and some that'll last for a long, long time.
Palladino says the replacement building will likely be more than just another ramp. Perhaps it might be something like the parking ramp hotel and apartment structure the company just opened at Pearl and Tupper. Ellicott's asking the preservation board to approve demolition of what its consultants say is a shot building. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.